being awarded for one thing or another in patient safety. One of the things that's been really successful in prevention is achieving a culture where people feel free to speak up. So we have just concluded our safety culture survey, and we have 82% of our staff responded to our well. We had 82%. So many, many things contribute to this big idea of keeping our patients free from any harm at all. And it's interwoven in the everyday behavior as performance improvement, recognizing risks early, calling them out, speaking up, using our national patient safety goals like patient ID, medication safety, timeout, measuring our safety culture, and being a team because things change. That's one of the things that's unusual about healthcare. It's not manufacturing. You know, it's things change during the day. In manufacturing, you can pretty much guarantee that what's coming down the line is coming down the line. In healthcare, you could have any number of things crash and burn, and everybody has to respond to the changing environment on a dime. And to do that, you need great teamwork and communication.
Right.
So we're always improving our communication, and we're grooming our culture so that we can be the safest we can be at all times.
When should a patient ask regarding their safety and environment?
Wonderful question. So person comes into a doctor's office, person comes into a hospital, two different areas, two different environments. So when you're in a doctor's office, you want to be able to know exactly what your doctor is telling you. So basically, what does my chart say? What are my medications? What is it that you need to print for me, doctor, so that I can take this home and study it with my family? That's one thing. A lot of question answering. In the hospital, we like our...
All right, we're going to take a look at the weather right now. Currently, this afternoon, will be scattered flurries, partly sunny with a high near 33. Northwest winds around 18 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, we'll be expecting partly cloudy with a low around 15. West winds of up to 8 to 11 miles per hour with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Tomorrow, we'll be expecting sunny with a high near 37. Late west wind increasing to 6 to 11 miles per hour in the afternoon. We'll get started with the Intern News Corner when we get back after these messages. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. So I know I wasn't here for last week. I had a kind of an issue, but I'm here today, and according to last week's show, I had a bit of a scuffle with my I had a bit of a technical issue, but I have the stuff from that week, and I have some stuff for this week, so overall I think it should be just some nice interesting stuff. Let's see where I'm going to start here. I guess I could start here with the little bit of a theme I have today, summer camps. I mean, it's already midway through March, so summer's going to be around the corner, so now would be the best time to sign up for summer camps. Though, probably listening to that, I should probably sign up for summer classes, but that's something I got to do on my own time, I guess. All right, well, let's begin. All right, so first off, we have the Dance Academy, 1486 Buck Road, Southampton, PA. The Dance Academy celebrates 30 years of helping teach and grow children in their love of dance this season. Under the artistic direction of Donegan Klein, the Dance Academy offers a rewarding and enjoyable experience while meeting the needs of all different types of students interested in the art of dance. They have secured a place among the finest dance schools in the tri-state area, making the Philly Hot List in 2012 and Buck's Happening Winter 2013. The mission of the Dance Academy is to offer professional dance training with a personal touch. The students who enter the studio are at various levels of ability, whether they start as toddlers or more advanced ballet dancers. Our goal is to instill the love of dance in all who pass through our studio doors. Summer is a great time to get to know the Dance Academy. They offer full-day and half-day dance camps as well as drop-in evening classes. Dancers can enjoy 3, 4, or 5-day camps that vary from ballet to a combination camp that encompasses tap, jazz, lyrical, and ballet. Visit the website at www.thedanceacademybuckscounty.com for a complete list. Camp NAC, 20 Pheasant Run, Newton, PA. Camp NAC summer camps are for campers ages 3 to 15, offering both half and full day options. Pick and choose the weeks that work for you or sign up for the entire summer. Camp NAC offers a traditional variety camp, Camp Naxter, in addition to interest-based specialty camps. Specialty camp themes include Harry Potter, Star Wars, Lego, Crazy Crafts, Superhero, Mad Scientist, Junior Chef, Pokemon, and more. Camp NAC is held in the NAC Sports Training Center, a 40,000 square foot facility that comes fully turfed and ready for fun. In addition to before care, midday care, and aftercare, lunch packages, lunch bunch, and swim lessons, campers have the option to extend their camp day to 4:30 p.m. with the summer enrichment program. Another additional bonus to all campers is every Friday from 3 to 8 p.m., the world-class outdoor pool complex is open to families of all campers who attended camp that week, exception being the July 4th weekend. We are so excited to welcome both new and returning campers to our annual open house events, stated Camp NAC Director Amanda Brown. We know that choosing a summer camp is a major decision for many families and are happy to host this event so that parents can meet our camp team, see the facility, and learn about all the amazing camps and programs that we offer. For more information, visit www.campnac.com or call the camp office at 215-944-8860. Don't miss the open house to secure your spot in one of Buck County's best summer camps. Kids on Campus, Bucks County Community College. There's three campuses, one on Newton, 275 Swamp Road, Lower Bucks, 1304 Veterans Highway, in Bristol, and Upper Bucks Campus and 1 Hillendale Road, Percy. Registration is now open for the 160 popular day camps at Bucks County Community College, all of which have an educational component. Topics range from athletics to sports to crafts and academics. New camps include Be a Pop Star, Camp Construct, Camp Half-Blood, Cheer Spirit, Electronic Fashion, The Escape Room, Green Thumb, Intro to Adobe Animate, Maker's Slam, Play Golf at Bucks, Project Dig, STEM Challenge, Storybook Creation, Summer with the Bard, Superhero Training Camp, Write On Creative Writing, YOBC Band and String Camp. Camps are held Monday through Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in all three of our campuses in Newton, Percy, and Bristol. Complete calendar and registration information can be found at www.bucks.edu/kidsoncampus. To register, call 215-968-8409. Most camps are 1 week in length, giving family the freedom to choose among many programs, yet still have time for a family vacation. In cooperation with the YMCA, before and after care is also available. Open house will be March 25th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Newton campus. Buck's Claim Day Camp program invites children, parents, and caregivers to an open house at the Newton's campus Saturday, March 25th from 10 a.m. to noon in the Gallagher Room of the Roland Center. Learn about the more than 160 programs for children ages 5 years to teens. Parents and kids can meet instructors and camp leaders, sample activities, and ask questions. An early bird 10% discount is available if registration is paid in full by April 1st or made by phone, mail, or web registration. Few scholarships are available with an application deadline of April 1st. The Villa Joseph Marie High School, 1180 Holland Road in Holland, PA. Once again, Villa Joseph Marie is offering a variety of enriching camp experiences for students in grades 4 and up in the summer of 2017 through its Summer at Villa Camp program. Villa's flagship summer camp, The Edge, a 2-week preparatory program for 7th and 8th graders applying to Catholic private high schools, will return with a focus on HSPT preparation, resume writing, and interview skills. Looking to sharpen your reading and math skills this summer? Then check out CRAM, Critical Reading and Math, which helps students in grades 9 through 12 develop essential reading and math skills that are often overlooked or undertaught in the standard classroom. For younger students, grades 5 to 7, there is GOAL, Go Out and Lead, the ideal camp for blossoming student leaders. The week-long course features public speaking, organizational, and team-building exercises that will enhance a student's natural leadership skills and a position in school, on a team, or in the community. Art camps include portfolio building for young artists grades 6 through 8, 9 and 12, a 2-week drawing and painting program that introduced young artists to the elements of art, principle of design, and importance to portfolio building, creative arts and youth, grades 7 to 9, a 1-week camp that engages students in fun, Pinterest-type projects including tie-dyeing, collaging, jewelry making and more, and Camp Gem, camp grades 5 through 9, a 2-week program that introduces aspiring performers to the elements of musical theater, including singing, choreography, stage direction through scene work, culminating in a final performance. Rounding out our offers are our athletic camps, which includes this year's softball and soccer for boys and girls in grades 4 through 9. There's something to meet every student's needs and interests, so please join us this summer at Villa. For more information or to register, visit www.vjmhs.org/summer. Or you can call them at 215-357-8810. The Grey Nun Academy, 1750 Quarry Road, Yardley, PA. Grey Nun Academy, Summer Academy, is an opportunity for children from pre-K to 8th grade to have fun, unwind, make new friends, and gain new skills in a safe, supportive, and stimulating environment. We encourage curiosity, promote leadership, applaud teamwork, build confidence, and foster respect. Our serene and secure 90-acre campus sets a superb backdrop for the perfect experience for children to grow and develop. Summer at GNA offers an equal balance of creativity and learning that will provide your child with one of the most enjoyable summer experiences possible. Our small camper-to-teacher ratio is ideal for achieving these goals. GNSA offers unique summer camp experiences for students from pre-K to 8th grade. Each grade refers to the child's starting grade on September 2017. Sign up for the week of your choice or both weeks. Attention all 3 to 5 year olds. This camp is specially designed 1 week program packed with age appropriate adventures and fun. This camp will be held June 19th to 23rd. $175 for a week, $275 for two, $425 for both. And then there's a small fee for $140. Space is limited. For questions, call 215-968-4151. Or go to www.greynunacademy.org. All right, we're about to take a short break. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nosinski. We'll be right back.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins. jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Insurance News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We're going to get right back into the summer camp theme here. Let's see here. The Lego Robotics Camp at Merker Museum, 84 South Pine Street, Doylestown, PA. Children in second grade and up will explore the world of Lego and robotics while engaging in the key STEM areas of science, technology, engineering, and math. The Lego Robotics program also makes connection to the Merker Museum's technology collections. Campers will learn to develop robotic devices, create student-initiated computer programming, and much more. The Lego Robotics Workshop Fundamentals will be July 17th through 21st, or August 7th to 11th. The Basic Treks will be June 26th to 30th, or also August 7th to 11th. The Intermediate Quest, June 26th to 30th, or July 17th to 21st. Advanced NXT Exploration, July 24th to 28th. And EV3 Expedition, July 24th to 28th, or August 14th through 18th. It's $180 per week, or $160 for members. Call 215-348-9461 or visit them at www.merkermuseum.org, M-E-R-C-E-R-museum.org, for more information. George School, 1690 Newtown Langhorne Road, Newton, PA. Established in 1977, George School Day Camp is open to boys and girls aged 4 to 14. Campers participate in a broad range of activities from swimming to equestrian, archery to the arts, and everything in between. Our program focuses on age-appropriate games and activities to help to promote friendship and fun. Children practice skills like working with others, waiting their turn, and handling success, failure, and frustration in an environment where they are encouraged by a supportive and loving staff. Located on the beautiful 240-acre George School campus in Newtown, Pennsylvania, GSDC campers have access to athletic fields, tennis courts, a state-of-the-art fitness and athletic center, and so much more. GSDC runs for 8 weeks, June 19th through August 11th. Parents are able to choose any combination of weeks with a minimum of 4 weeks. These weeks do not need to be consecutive. For more information, please contact, please go call 215-579-6689. Let's see, George School Tennis Camp. George School Tennis Camp, powered by Next Level Tennis Academy, offers instruction for players aged 7 to 17. The program is designed to appeal to individuals ranging in skill from the beginning player to the advanced competitive tournament player. Daily instruction will focus on the fundamentals of stroke production, footwork and movement, live ball practice, conditioning, stroke refinement, match play, strategy, and mental conditioning. A variety of targeted drills will help campers refine their technique and improve their gameplay. Located on the beautiful 240-acre George School campus, campers will have access to a 100,000-square-foot fitness and athletic center for footwork, conditioning, and rainy day activities. If you have questions about the online registration process, contact bbyrtus at georgeschool.org or 215-579-6580. George School Equestrian Camp. Spend your summer days riding on the beautiful 240-acre George School campus. Learn how to improve your riding and horsemanship skills. We have horses available for beginner to advanced level riders. Our camp includes flat work, jumping, trail riding, and a weekly horse show. Our certified instructors emphasize safety and riding enjoyment for campers ages 8 to 14. Enjoy a different field trip or activity every Thursday and participate in a George School horse show every Friday. Campers enjoy a daily buffet lunch in the George School dining room, which includes a deli bar, hot bar, salad bar, fresh fruit, and rotating sidebars such as hot dogs, hamburgers, tacos, or yogurt. Campers may select any number or combination of weeks from June 19th through August 11th. Camp days run Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Before and after care is available through George School Day Camp for families who need an early drop-off and or late pickup. Elements Dance Factory, 401 County Lyde Road, Huntingdon Valley, PA. Welcome to Element Dance Factory's 2017 Summer of Fun. At Elements, we believe that your child should experience the world of dance as it was intended to be experienced. Our camps are imaginative, driven, creative, and fun. We are offering the most popular dance camps this summer, which include Disney Princess Camp for ages 3 to 6, Movie Time Camp for ages 4 to 8, where we celebrate the most popular children's movies of 2016-2017 each day of the week. Themes will include The Trolls, Moana, Leap, and more. For our more serious dance, we offer state-of-the-art technique camps, and for the first time ever, we are offering this to campers as young as 6 years of age. This camp allows your child to focus and master the elements of dance and that they are most desiring to perfect. Leaps, turns, form, balance, etc. Campers receive individualized attention, which will enable them to take their newly developed skills back to their classroom, where they may continue to develop into the artists they are striving to become. Our Broadway camp is a 3-day workshop where campers will focus on popular Broadway musicals, explore the many varieties, style of both the classical and current Broadway shows, all while strengthening their jazz technique. Our summer intensive is geared toward the well-rounded and serious dancer. A 2-hour masterclass is included in this full day of dance, technique, and improvisation. Master teachers will be from Philadelphia's most reputed companies, including Chorish, Brian Sander, and PA Ballet, just to name a few. Elements Dance Factory is conveniently located in Upper Southampton, directly on County Line Road. The facility is state-of-the-art, clean, inviting, and conducive to cultivating a passion for dance and performance for children of all ages. Soulsbury School, 6832 Phillips Mill Road, New Hope, PA. Soulsbury School is pleased to offer new and seasoned programs this summer. Day camp is offered for 6 weeks for kids entering pre-K through 7th grade. Themed weeks, daily swimming, and fun activities make this camp a place for kids to call home during the summer. More of Thespian, TriStar Catchers Theater Camp. Partnered with Bucks County Playhouse. This 3-week camp is for kids entering 4th through 12th grade and will put on multiple productions of Peter Pan Jr. this year. For the second year, Soulsbury School is also offering small group swim lessons for beginner ages 3 through 9 throughout the summer. Have older kids? Soulsbury School is launching a robust summer program for entering 9th to 12th graders. Students will have the option to take a high school level class for credit, complete a full year credit class in just 5 weeks, including pre-calculus, geometry, and chemistry. Shorter sessions are available for photography, global scholars, as well as 2 English elective travel classes. Boarding and day options are available for this program. Contact Stacy Freer at sfreer@soulberry.org or call 215-862-5261. Synergy Dance Center, 515 Stump Road, Store 9, North Wales, PA. Synergy Dance Center provides the children and young adults at their studio the tools necessary in becoming well-rounded performers and individuals. Dancers from around Montgomery and Bucks counties can participate in beginner to advanced dance classes for ages 2 to 18 in jazz, tap, ballet, hip-hop, lyrical, and many more specialty classes, which include Bumblebees Camps, ages 2 to 4, Introduction to Camps, June 26th, 30th, or August 14th through 18th. Dancers will be introduced to the basics of ballet and tap in a fun and welcoming environment. They also get to take part in a fun craft to help them with their dancing for the week. Leaping Lizards Camp, ages 5 through 7, July 17th to 21st. Throughout the week, dancers will take classes in jazz, ballet, tap, lyrical, and hip-hop. Throughout the week, the dancers will take part in activities and crafts to break up their day as well. Turning Tigers Intensive, ages 8 through 11, July 24th to 28th. In a faster-paced learning environment, dancers will experience all of the styles of dance that we offer at Synergy: jazz, tap, ballet, lyrical, Irish, and hip-hop. This intensive is recommended for dancers that have 2 years of experience in a structured dance class. Dancing Dragons, age 12+, July 31st to August 4th. Our advanced dance intensive is designed for dancers with three plus years of dance education. In addition to the styles that we normally offer at Synergy, dancers will get to experience modern, improvisation, partner work, and more. This is a fast-paced intensive where dancers can explore their creativity while having fun and making friends. Breezy Point Day Camp, 1126 Bridgetown Pike, Langhorne, PA. Celebrating 62 years of camping this summer, Breezy Point Day Camp is the best of nature and nurture year-round. This camp is not just about bugs, dirt, and water, but with a new pool and 6 amazing creative play areas, there are plenty of all 3. Breezy Point is where friends, fun, and outdoor learning combine to build character in our campers ages 2 to 14. Kids enjoy the petting zoo, crafts, nature, sports, and drama, plus our very successful learn-to-swim programs. Breezy Point provides flexibility for parents who can choose any 4, 6, or 8 weeks with their own transportation, and any hours between 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Summer camps run for 8 weeks from Monday, June 26th to Friday, August 18th. There's also a half-day option for younger campers. Breezy Point has an 85% return rate for our head counselors, many of whom are educators and specialists in their field. Visit Breezy Point's fun family open house on Sunday, April 30th from 1 to 3 p.m. or call 215-752-1987 to visit anytime with Uncle Bill, the program director, or visit the website www.breezypoints.com. All right, we're going to take another short break here. This is the Intern's News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He launched a campaign to sweep out government corruption. Totally. He didn't want government corruption.
President Donald Trump speaking at the Hermitage, the home of President Andrew Jackson. The president said he and Andrew Jackson are alike in many ways.
He expanded benefits for veterans. He battled the centralized financial power that brought influence at our citizens' expense. He imposed tariffs on foreign countries to protect American workers.
House Speaker Paul Ryan telling reporters today the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is fulfilling a campaign promise.
Every House Republican, every Senate Republican, the President of the United States, we all campaigned and said, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare if you give us the chance to do so.
Prosecutors in Orlando say they will not seek the death penalty for the man accused of gunning down an Orlando police lieutenant in January. Instead, Marquis Floyd will face life in prison. USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
The mayor of New York City has dodged a very big bullet. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
Prosecutors have been investigating Mayor de Blasio's fundraising practices and whether there was any pay-to-play activity by either the mayor or his aides. The announcement that no charges will be brought is a big win for the mayor, who's denied any wrongdoing involving his now-defunct political nonprofit, the Campaign for One New York. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Asia meeting with allies in the region. He spoke to reporters after meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
These discussions have affirmed the friendship between Japan and the United States is strong and enduring and will continue under the Trump administration.
A 17-year-old student in custody following an attack on a high school in southern France. Several people reported to be injured in the incident. Authorities say the student who was arrested was armed with grenades, a rifle, and handguns. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A California police officer is going to be okay after being shot and then chasing the suspect after he was shot. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The shooting happened at a gas station on the corner of Ranchero Road and Escondido Avenue early this morning in Hesperia. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputy was shot in the chest, but the bullet hit his bulletproof vest, saving his life. The deputy was called to the station for a man who had been acting erratically. After the deputy got shot, he jumped into his car and tried to catch the suspect who was driving away. The deputy is expected to be okay, and the gunman remains on the run. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
Nuclear waste is going transported through a southern state after a three-year ban. Here's Randy Bell.
The Department of Energy plans to resume those shipments along I-20 next month.
This is waste that's left over from the production of nuclear weapons, but it's things like clothing, tools, rags.
Bobby St. John is a government contractor who works with the DOE's nuclear waste disposal facility in New Mexico. That's where the shipments originating in South Carolina and Tennessee will be headed. Mississippi Emergency Management Director Lee Smithson says the state will be notified each time one of those trucks arrives, and they'll get a highway patrol escort.
At no point from the time they come into the state in Lauderdale County until they exit at Vicksburg, will they not be monitored. They'll be under constant supervision.
The DOE says there's never been a serious accident involving one of those radioactive shipments. Randy Bell in Jackson.
For more news, visit us online at usaradio.com.
Welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. Starting off with the news portion half of this, I kind of forgot to talk about that huge snowstorm we had 2 days ago. Hackettstown, where I'm from, had 20 inches of snow. That's a lot. I was helping my dad dig out my car from all the snow. It was just so crazy. So right off the bat, there's already news about the storm. American Red Cross seeks blood donations after the storm. The American Red Cross is seeking blood donations after Tuesday's storm forced it to cancel more than 100 blood drives along the East Coast. It says the cancellations resulted in a shortfall of nearly 4,500 blood and platelet donations. Platelet? P-L-A-T-E-L-E-T. It's an interesting word. I'm going to Google that when I get home. Across New Jersey, 9 blood drives were canceled and 4 donor centers were closed, meaning that 520 units of blood could not be collected, said Alana Mauger, a spokeswoman for the Penn Jersey region. The Red Cross is urging eligible donors to give blood as soon as they are able. The need for blood does not get a snow day, Mauger said. For those in storm-affected areas, please come out to donate when travel is safe. For those in unaffected areas, please help restock the blood shelves. Here are some upcoming blood drives. In Hunterdon, March 20th, 2 to 7 p.m. at Hunterdon Central Regional High School. Merker County, it's Tuesdays, 11:45 to 7 p.m. Fridays through Sundays, 7:15 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central New Jersey Donor Center on 707 Alexander Road. March 23rd, 2:30 to 7:30 at the Abiding Presence Lutheran Church, 220 Pennington Road, Ewing, Middlesex. We got March 25th, 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at St. Stephen's Maritoma Church, 423 Dunham's Corner Road, East Brunswick. March 27th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., VFW Post 133, 485 Cranberry Road, East Brunswick. Monmouth, we got March 23rd, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., the American Red Cross, 1540 West Park Avenue, Tinton Falls. Ocean County, we got a lot. March 22nd, 2 to 7 p.m., or 2:30 to 7:30 p.m., Atlantic Heights, 900 Barnegat Boulevard, and then Lacey High School, 73 Haines Street, Forked River. March 24th, 2 to 7 p.m., Faith Community United Methodist Church, 526 Route 9, Bayville. March 25th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Vitamin Shop, 237 Stafford Park Boulevard, Manahawkin. March 30th, 2 to 7 p.m., Silverton Fire Company, 15 Kettle Creek Road in Toms River. March 31st, 1 to 6 p.m., Moose Lodge, 120 Route 72, Manahawkin. And then Union County, which is March 20th, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Frank J. Sicarel Academy, 40 Morrill Street, Elizabeth. March 20th, 2 to 7 p.m., American Red Cross, 695 Springfield Avenue, Summit. March 26th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Cedarbrook K through 8 Center, 1049 Central Avenue in Plainfield. March 31st, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Plainfield High School, 950 Park Avenue, Plainfield. For more information, visit redcrossblood.org. You know, I'm always, like, deathly afraid of, like, needles, like, in blood tests, but one thing on my bucket list is to donate blood. Just, I know I would do good, but, like, the thought of just, it's crazy, man. They're just so pointy and sharp, and, like, the more I think about it, like, the more it hurts. Like, it's just, it's so dumb, because I'm like, oh, there's people who are afraid of, like, much worse stuff, and then there's just me, who's afraid of, like, a simple blood test. I'm surprised I don't pass out from those. It's kind of crazy. It's really crazy. Getting old. My back hurts. I'm only 19. No. Flemington approves Union Hotel redevelopment agreement. The Borough Council voted on Monday to approve a redevelopment agreement that calls for the replacement of several Main Street buildings, including the Union Hotel, with a mixed-use facility called the Courthouse Square. The agreement between the Borough and Jack Custa Jr. will allow the demolition of the circa 1878 and surrounding buildings to construct a 100-room hotel, up to 250 apartments, a 900-vehicle parking garage, stores, restaurants, and a pedestrian plaza. There will also be a separate building for college and medical offices. The redevelopment area includes adjacent buildings on Bloomfield Avenue owned by Flemington Furs. Some 100 people attended the meeting held at the Hunterdon County Historic Courthouse on Main Street, with public comment lasting an hour, according to MyCentralJersey.com. The plan was approved in a unanimous 5-0 vote, with one councilwoman, Susan Peterson, absent from the meeting. While many urged the council to delay approving the agreement, though there were those who spoke in support of it, according to the report. All council members present at the meeting voted in favor of the agreement. One who spoke against the agreement was former State Assemblywoman Marcia Caro, stating the council should have CUST provide more financial information, require a performance bond be posted on the project, the report said. I've never seen anything as badly written and poorly constructed as the agreement, Caro said. Shame on all of you. Wow, that's mean. And I mean, this girl's name is Caro. It's weird. K-A-R-R-O-W. Crazy name. It's really hard to pronounce. Is that how I pronounce it? I don't even know. Mayor Phil Greiner, a proponent of the project, said in an interview Tuesday that Caro has been a longtime opponent of the plan ever since it was announced. Oh, so she's been like this before. Okay. Dismissing her criticism, Greiner said Cust is providing his own equity financing. As part of the agreement, Greiner said there will be professional oversight of the developer's financial capability. No demolition will occur until all the financing is in place for the whole project. We believe it is a fair agreement for both sides, the mayor added. We look forward to moving ahead with the project. We're ready to go. Speaking in favor of the agreement was Vice Chairman of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Jim Robinson, who said people need to accept the reality that Flemington needs a catalyst, an economic boost to prosper, to remain viable, and to reverse the downward economic spiral that we've all experienced the last decade since the hotel closed. It will take between 9 months to 2 years before demolition and construction begins. This agreement gives Cust a total of 8 years, or to 2025, to complete the project. Construction of the project cannot move forward until it receives approval from the planning board, which will hold the public hearings. The next step in the process is for the planning board to determine if the properties meet New Jersey requirements to be cleared a redevelopment area. The board will also make recommendations about expanding the area, Greiner said. 6 years ago, Greiner said, the borough had an agreement with another redeveloper for the Union Hotel, but he wanted to put housing above it, and opponents of that plan drove the guy away. Since then, Greiner added, there has been no progress, while business properties in downtown Flemington have decreased in value by 7%. At that time, I said, when you hold out for the perfect solution, you often wind up with no solution at all, Greiner said. The borough has posted the 57-page redevelopment agreement on its website, as well as a summary of the proposal. Hunterdon Central students plan Dream Dinner. Hunterdon Central Regional High School will host the 8th annual Dream Dinner to benefit Family of Promise of Hunterdon County from 5 to 7 p.m. on March 21st in the high school's commons off Junction Road. Dream Dinner is a pasta dinner organized by Hunterdon Central to students who are committed to making a difference in their community for their neighbors, according to a news release. Often unseen, Hunterdon County has problems that include housing affordability and the homelessness that results from it. Cost of living and access to housing are becoming bigger issues. In response, a student coalition designed to help low-income residents of Hunterdon County who struggle with these issues has planned Dream Dinner. The coalition works closely with Family Promise of Hunterdon County, the county's only homeless shelter for families. It operates a network of 45 congregations with more than 1,000 local volunteers dedicated to bringing the community together to help families regain their housing, their independence, and their dignity. Dream Dinner will get and bring awareness to those pivotal issues and raise money to support this very worthy cause. Local businesses are donating food and other items to help support this community-based dinner. The menu will include salad, bread, pasta, dessert, and drinks. All proceeds will go to Family Promise of Hunterdon County's programs, which include homeless prevention, homeless shelter, and neighbors in need. Adult tickets are $8, students are $5, and children 4 and under eat for free. Takeout is also available. Tickets can be purchased at the door. Attendees are encouraged to bring full-size personal care items such as shampoo, sunscreen, and over-the-counter medications for guests in the shelter. Anyone who can attend but would like to support Family Promise can donate online at familiespromisehc.org. In addition to the food and entertainment, people can hear from Family Promise of Hunterdon advocates. The success of the Dream Dinner depends on everyone in the community. Support the Dream Dinner and you will be supporting this tremendous youth-led effort in local families. Family Promise of Hunterdon County is a nonprofit agency that was established in 1990 with a mission to end homelessness by mobilizing the community to guide homeless families and individuals to self-sufficiency and permanent housing with compassionate care, services, and professional support. Family Promise provides shelter, meals, mental health services, and other support services for families and individuals who are homeless or in danger of becoming homeless. For more information about Dream Dinner or Family Promise of Hunterdon County, call 908-782-2490 or visit www.familypromisehc.org. And we're going to take another short break. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nosinski. We'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that.
Well, at least I can.
Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Huntington Medical Center. Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We're just getting back to the end of the show, so let's finish off strong. Over 300 brave cold temperatures for run-of-the-mill 5K. Undeterred by temperatures that remained in the teens at race time, over 300 runners and walkers took part in Saturday's 5th annual Mid-Jersey Orthopedics run-of-the-mill 5K. Nick Russo of Queens NY covered the 3.1 miles in a speedy 17:03 for the overall win. Russo is a partner in the Northeast Kingdom Running Camp, a summer training camp located in Vermont, which has a sponsor of this year's run. In the women's race, Kristen Prendergast won the women's overall title. A North Huntington Regional High School and the University of Virginia graduate, she competed for the Base Camp Athletic Club, placing 6th overall in 18:31, just under 6 minutes per mile. The club had 25 runners taking part, with 6 placing in the top 12, 7 in the top 20, and 10 in the top 30. The race, founded by local Olympian London 2012 and North Huntington graduate Julie Cully, benefits a number of causes, including the Huntington Lions Track Club, a youth track club, grades 4 through 8, which introduces the sport of track and field to over 200 Huntington County boys and girls each spring, the New Jersey New York Track Club, Cully's training group of professional athletes who have trained in the Clinton area and helped to coach the track club, and the North Huntington boys and girls cross country and track teams. The race also makes a contribution to the Red Mill Museum Village. The Clinton hosts annual Huntington St. Patrick's Day Parade. Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, Conery County, held its fourth annual St. Patrick's Day Parade on Sunday. Patrick Barrett served as a parade grand marshal, and Lebanon Borough Councilman Robert Junge was named Irishman of the Year. Pat is a founding member and past president of the FSSP, and currently he chairs out all-important FSSP funding committee that is responsible for dispersing over $30,000 annually to needy individuals, families, and organizations in Hunterdon County. Chairman Bernie Gallagher said previously, our Irishman of the Year, Bob Junge, a decorated veteran, is hugely involved in many organizations in Hunterdon County. Both Pat and Bob epitomize our core values of community, culture, and camaraderie, and have contributed in large amount to the success of our organization to benefit the local community. We are delighted to have such worthy individuals to recognize as part of our 2017 St. Patrick's Day Parade celebrations. The parade highlighted Irish American traditions and culture, including five pipe and drum bands, along with Irish dancers, musicians, singers, military veterans, canine groups, and more. A parade after party was held at the Clinton Firehouse immediately following the parade with music provided by the Patrick Clifford Band. Hunterdon Central Regional High School's Hunterdon Central students present Sweeney Todd. Hunterdon Central Regional High School's Fine Arts Department is performing Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Baker Street. The musical opened on Tuesday, with the final performance taking place at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Production team includes Gail Enterline, director, who's the director, Megan Petrushin, vocal director, Melissa Mongle, costumes and prop advisor. Also William Magalio, pit orchestra director, Tim Klein, the technical director, Alyssa J. Laubit, the choreographer, Eric Petrushin, set and lighting design, and James Duffy, set construction and stage crew supervisor. The cast includes Liam Carroll, Melissa Moulter, Charlie Siggers, Tara Keelan, Jacob Barrett, Mary Rose Pomikaz, Brandon Fisher, Vanessa Scrapelli, and Sam Pielli. Other lead cast members are Cameron Clifford, Alex Ritter, Connor DeCirno, and Chris Soldano. I really hope I pronounced those names right. The crew for the production includes student directors Mason Foringer and Thomas Gonzalez, student technical director Greg Renkler, and assistant tech director Josh Tutello. The Pitt Symphony Orchestra is made up of 48 instrumental performers. Katie Lee performed as concert master. All right, well, we got through everything today. That's impressive. Thank you very much for tuning into the show, and I'm not sure who it was that called in during the first break. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you. I don't really know how to answer calls yet, but once I figure it out, I'll be sure to make a statement. So if you want to like point out any big news or events that's happening in Hunter County that I might have missed, or something that you're sponsoring, yeah, you can call me through. I don't even know the number. I think they said it in one of the commercials that played. But all right, yeah, that's it for the Intern's News Corner today, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in, if you did, and look forward to seeing you guys next week. Have a great rest of your week.
Being awarded for one thing or another in patient safety. One of the things that's been really successful in prevention is achieving a culture where people feel free to speak up. So we have just concluded our safety culture survey, and we have 82% of our staff responded to our well. We had 82%. So many, many things contribute to this big idea of keeping our patients free from any harm at all. And it's interwoven in the everyday behaviors, performance improvement, recognizing risks early, calling them out, speaking up, using our national patient safety goals like patient ID, medication safety, timeout, measuring our safety culture, and being a team, because things change. That's one of the things that's unusual about healthcare. It's not manufacturing. You know, it's things change during the day. In manufacturing, you can pretty much guarantee that what's coming down the line is coming down the line. In healthcare, you could have any number of things crash and burn, and everybody has to respond to the changing environment on a dime. And to do that, you need great teamwork and communication.
Right.
So we're always improving our communication, and we're grooming our culture so that we can be the safest we can be at all times.
When should a patient ask regarding their safety and environment?
Wonderful question. So person comes into a doctor's office, person comes into a hospital. Two different areas, two different environments. So when you're in a doctor's office, you want to be able to know exactly what your doctor is telling you. So basically, what does my chart say? What are my medications? What is it that you need to print for me, doctor, so that I can take this home and study it with my family? That's one thing. A lot of question answering. In the hospital, we like our patients to know that we're washing our hands before we come near them. We're washing our hands after we leave. We want to make sure that our patients ask any questions they need to know about medications, because people can forget what they're on when they come in. They're sick. You know, we don't want you to worry. We want you to ask, stay involved. We want to help you with any answers that you have. Always question. If you have any kind of questions or doubts, we're here to help them. One of the really great things that 100 has is something called a whiteboard. It's at the foot of the bed on the wall for each patient. Those whiteboards are filled with great information. Who's your doctor? Who's your nurse? What is your pain medication? What medication are you getting that day? What kind of treatment are you going to be getting? Are you going down for physical therapy? Where else are you going today? It kind of gives you a roadmap of your day. Now, in between resting and eating and sleeping while you're a patient, the whiteboard is there to help the patient and the family so that people can be informed.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most important safe things for patients anywhere is to be and stay informed, because that's the power. The power is in the information. And we want to give the power back to our patients, because our patients are the center of the care. They really are.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I've been a patient on a few occasions. And I'll tell you, it's a scary place to be, you know? So we want to acknowledge the truth, and we want to give the patients and their families every opportunity to succeed while we help them navigate this treatment process, which is, you know, can be a little challenging. You know, you got
right. This,
you got that, you got the other, depending on how sick people are, you know? So it's a huge respect we have for our patients, because they are, like I said, that's the center of the care right there. It's why we're there.
Yeah,
no other
it was
reason.
Last year?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Last year?
What
was last year?
16.
2 years ago. Mm. 15. I was in... We went on vacation, and I wound up in Maryland in a hospital for 10 days.
Oh, wow.
And everybody else was out camping and having fun, and, you know.
Wow.
But then they all had to leave, and they all went home, and I was still there, you know.
Wow.
But... It was a joy, but the hospital was very good. I mean, you know, they were doing everything that you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
And they were awesome. And when they found out that my family was all up in New Jersey and left and had to go home, they were, you know, they're really great. Unfortunately,
good.
I had to spend 10 days up in the medical center last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same thing, you know. I looked at it because I knew most of the people, you know, from volunteering there at so long.
Sure.
Also, I worked there for a couple of years on a Saturday in emergency services.
Wow.
So I knew some people there, and you know, I knew a lot of the nurses and.
Wow, Larry.
So you know, it was like they come in. Oh, what are you doing here? You know, that sort of thing. But I can say that, you know, nobody wants to be in a hospital.
No.
I don't care who they
Absolutely
are. You know?
Right.
So the more comfortable it is for them, mm-hmm. the better it is.
Absolutely.
And not only comfortable that the bed is comfortable, but that they're comfortable knowing that they're going to get
really?
The treatment that they need, that they're not going to have, you know, something that they don't need. That sort of thing.
Right.
And that the people that are, well, in my case, I mean, you know, a lot of them I knew. But, you know, some of them I didn't, but a lot of them I did. And, you know, they would, I wasn't confined to the bed, so the nurse would come in and say, you want to get up and walk around? Go ahead, you know. Just don't leave the floor, you know. So, okay, I go and walk around, you know.